So that answers the what question. Let's move very quickly to the how question. How is the world stage being prepared as I speak for this end time battle? Let me call your attention to three things. Number one, Israel's regathering in unbelief. None of these prophecies can occur unless you have an Israel in unbelief. And for 2,000 years we've had no such thing, and suddenly within our general lifetimes there it is, in full view. It's a miracle. Can I ask you a question? How many Amalekites do you know? I mean, what does the Bible mention? It mentions the Amalekites, the Jebusites, the out-of-sites, the electric lights, the termites, mosquito bites, all the ites. Where did all the ites go? They're all mentioned in the Bible. Well, sociologists say that when a nation is outside of its land, within a few generations, it sort of assimilates into the host culture. It loses its cultural identity. And how is it that the Jewish people have been pushed out of their land for 2,000 years? And they go right back into the same land that they were pushed out of with the Hebrew language intact, their religion intact, their culture intact. How do you explain that? And people say, I wish God would do some miracles today. When you're looking at a functioning Israel in the Middle East, you're seeing a miracle of God. And this is the stage setting that God is doing in our age to prepare for this end-time battle that Ezekiel predicts. The second strategic trend is that there has to arise a coalition of nations to come against the nation of Israel. Now, we went through those names, didn't we? Can I ask you a question? What do all of them, with the possible exception of Rosh or Russia, have in common? All of them are Islamic. What does Islam really believe? They believe in something called caliphate, which is bringing the world into global submission under Sharia law. The thing to understand about this, and this is what those of us in the West really don't understand, because we think we can enter into the art of the deal with these people. The art of the deal mentality is the assumption that both parties are acting in good faith. This is completely different with the Middle East. You can't say that both parties are acting in good faith when one of the parties, under taqiyya, has permission to lie to advance their cause of global domination. To Islam, Jerusalem is a holy site. Did you know that? Even though Jerusalem's not mentioned in the Quran a single time, there's a reference to the furthest mosque, which they say is Jerusalem, but the name Jerusalem is not found. Jerusalem is mentioned in Hebrew Bible about 800 times. But Jerusalem, to the Islamic mindset, is a holy site. That's where Muhammad allegedly ascended back to Allah. So as long as Israel exists in that territory, they are viewed through Islamic eyes as disrespecting Allah. The ultimate agenda of Islam is to drive that nation into the Mediterranean Sea. And they will use a deal here or a deal there to get to that final objective. But they'll never be happy as long as Israel exists. What I'm trying to describe here is the nations are in place, the motivation is in place for this end time battle, exactly like Ezekiel predicted 600 years before the time of Christ. What I'm trying to say is history has caught up to the time period that Ezekiel saw in this vision all the way back in Babylon during the days of the Babylonian captivity. You start to look at some of these nations specifically. Look at Persia or Iran. Did you know that in my own lifetime, Persia shifted? You know, Persia, when Ezekiel had these prophecies, was actually an ally of Israel. It was under Persia that the Jews returned from the Babylonian captivity. Ezekiel probably thought it strange that Persia would turn against the Jewish people in the end times. And quite frankly, prior to 1979, it seemed strange to us as well. Because prior to 1979, before Persia or Iran was Islamicized, when the Shah was in power, Persia is an ally of Israel. Persia is an ally of the United States. But how everything changed in 1979. The Shah is toppled and replaced by the Ayatollah. And suddenly Persia shifted away from an alliance to the United States and Israel to a posture of hostility. This is exactly what Ezekiel said would happen just prior to the end times. That upper part of the screen indicates what Persia or Iran was like prior to 1979, a fairly progressive country where women and men could dress as they wanted, a woman could pursue education. But how different it is today with the Ayatollah reigning. Have you read some Iranian school books recently? What do they teach their kids exactly? Yoram Edinger said, Iranian school textbooks such as the Quran and Life, grade 12, page 125, prepare Iranian children for the Ayatollah's sublime goal, the apocalyptic, horrifying, millenarian military battle against the USA and other arrogant oppressors of the world, which are ostensibly led by idolatrous devils. How would you like to send your kids into a public school and have their minds filled with that kind of thing? It's the kind of thing that Ezekiel, I believe, is seeing. Well, four of these nations are Turkey. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Have you tracked the trajectory of Turkey lately? Frank Gaffney writes this, Turkey is transitioning from a secular democracy with a Muslim society into a state governed by radical Islamic ideology and hostile to Western values and freedoms. Here's what one of the leaders of Turkey said recently. By Allah's will, Jerusalem belongs to the Kurds, the Turks, the Arabs, and to all Muslims. And as our forefathers fought side by side at Gallipoli, and just as our forefathers went together to liberate Jerusalem with Saladin, we will march together on the same path to liberate Jerusalem. It's almost like he woke up one day, read Ezekiel 38, and said, I think I'll make a political speech. And yet, these people are unsaved people. They're functioning without the light of God's Word. And it's just chilling to me how they're saying things exactly the way Ezekiel said they would say them with their attitude in the end times. One of those nations is Rosh, or Russia. Did you know that prior to the Communist Revolution, Russia was basically a Christian Orthodox country? With the Communist Revolution, everything changed. Russia becomes hostile. The Cold War, becoming a nuclear superpower. You know, just point after point we could make about how history has finally caught up to Ezekiel's prophecies. How about this? The alliance between Russia and Iran. You have no such alliance prior to 1979. But now the two are in an alliance together. One makes weapons for the other in exchange for cash. And we could go on and on documenting this. And what I'm trying to argue is the alignment of the nations is in place for exactly what God would say. Another strategic trend is the overwhelming coalition comes against Israel and is miraculously saved against all odds. Does that sound familiar? Has that happened? Who would have bet on the Jews in 1948 in the War of Independence? Who would have bet on them in 1967? Who would have bet on them in 1973? If I was a betting man and I didn't know anything about the Bible, I wouldn't bet on them at all. It looked like, overwhelmingly, the odds were against them. And yet, why is it that with every war, Israel not only gains victory, but she gains territory?